Questions 26 through 29. Listen to a teacher talking in a history class.
When people think of life in Europe hundreds of years ago, they often think of castles built of stone with huge towers. Castles were the homes of kings and queens and other powerful people. Hundreds of relatives, soldiers, and workers also lived there. The kitchen was a very important place in a castle. It was busy all day and every day. A castle's kitchen was usually located a good distance away from other castle rooms and buildings, especially the Great Hall, a large room where people gathered for meals and other activities. This was because of the danger of fires. The kitchen staff needed to use fire for cooking. But sometimes kitchen fires accidentally grew out of control and could spread to other parts of the castle. That's why the kitchen was usually far away. Each kitchen also had a garden where vegetables were grown. Back then, food could not be frozen or kept in refrigerators like today. Some vegetables could be stored underground, but not for long. So most vegetables were picked fresh from the castle garden as they were needed. But of course, a king's dinner consisted of many other ingredients like bread, meat, and fish. To prepare a full meal, many cooks were needed. The castle kitchen employed a whole team of people, some of whom made bread and others who prepared desserts or cooked meat dishes. The chef was like a head manager who was responsible for making sure that the team of assistants did their job right. Although chefs would also be involved in the cooking of some parts of the meal, their main task was to supervise the whole team.
Now, answer the questions. Number 26. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 27. What was important about the location of a castle's kitchen? Number 28. What does the teacher say about vegetables? Number 29. According to the teacher, what was the chef's main responsibility?